camel driver has his plans, and the camel has his.
Jack has been given a gift from the mysterious girl, Lila Olupi. It's a golden eye, the golden eye of El Kaba, the liberator. But Jack does not foresee the effect this golden eye will have upon his destiny. We now continue as Jack and Cosbah Kelly make their way through the crowded Medina, the old city of Tangier.
Cafe of the One Bridge.
You'll like this cafe. Come on, we'll sit in one of the back rooms. There's a stream that runs through.
I see why they call it the Cafe of the One Bridge.
I doubt if many people know it has a bridge. Tourists, I mean. Mint tea?
Sure, why not?
Abu, mint tea, too. Now, this map is fairly complete, far as maps of Morocco go. There's four mountain ranges that run through here. To the north, the rift runs like a wall along the Mediterranean. You can see that geologically, the rift is an extension of the mountains of the Andalusia in the Spanish Peninsula.
Yeah, I see.
And running right across the center of Morocco is the great ridge of the Middle Atlas. Beyond Marrakesh here is the Grand Atlas, and beyond that, the Anti-Atlas and the Sahara running through right here.
Yeah.
Now, because of these mountains and the ruggedness of the Atlantic coast, it's always been a country hard to conquer and control. Some places, it's like stepping 2,000 years into the past.
And there are still traces of the pre-Islamic religions, right?
Well, they've simply been integrated into Islam. But here, on the Grand Atlas, things can be raw and still are pretty wild. Up to 10 years ago, there were Moroccans that never knew they were living in a country. I think it's a good place to begin.
Tell me something, Kelly. Do you feel safe here in Morocco?
I wouldn't live anywhere that I didn't feel safe. Ah, the mint tea. Thank you, Abu. This is the country's favorite drink. They're all hooked on the stuff. I mean, why live somewhere when you don't feel safe? I don't feel safe in any American cities. Do you?
No, I don't. But I really don't feel safe here either.
Look, there's a festival taking place tomorrow and the next day right here in this area.
Tomorrow's the full moon.
The day after, there'll be a number of excellent musicians. The music will go on all night, and if you like, I'll go with you. I plan to see it anyway.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Great. We can catch a flight from Tangier to Marrakesh, then take a bus into the mountains. It's really worth seeing. The music is incredible.
Trance music?
Some of it, yes. It's all hypnotic. Very sophisticated stuff. I'm certain you're going to enjoy it. Oh, we could leave tonight.
Oh, no, no. I have a dinner appointment with the Countess. You know, it's strange. I feel as though I've already had the dinner and have already talked about what we'll talk about. My sense of continuity has, I don't know, stripped its gears.
You can break the appointment.
Somehow I don't feel I can. Kelly, if we leave early tomorrow, that'll be all right, right?
Sure, we'll have plenty of time. The flight from Tangier to Marrakesh is about an hour.
Well, she'll be glad to get out of that hotel, alive.
Like in Marrakesh?
Crazy. A lot of traffic, motorbikes,
horse taxis. But the Medina is still pretty much cut off from the cars.
You mean the old city?
The Medina, yeah. The boulevard's lined with orange trees. And there's a city ordinance that says they can't build buildings any higher than the tops of the palm trees.
Date palms?
Yeah, all over the place. The earth in Marrakesh is reddish, and so are all the buildings. But the new ones are made from poured concrete and then painted reddish. It's also a city that's spread out, spacious, larger than Tangier. A lot of great thick walls. And on the outskirts, you can see the Grand Atlas. Nice place.
When are you leaving?
Well, I was trying to get him out of here tonight. There's a flight to Marrakesh. But he insisted he had to keep a dinner appointment with La Comtesse de Zazinia.
Who is she?
Some old bag. Anyway, I guess we'll leave tomorrow sometime.
I'd love to see Marrakesh. Do you mind if I come along? I can take care of myself. I wouldn't be any trouble. And I'd love to see the festival. Ah, you like milk or lemon in your tea?
Lemon, thank you.
I didn't know if Morocco suits you, Jacques. You look tired, très fatigué.
Oh, I like Morocco.
But does Morocco like you? You must learn the proper action to put into operation so your environment may be more to your liking.
Yeah, I really like this place.
I point out to you that your environment is the result of your thought and action.
Well, I know that, but what
you, and you alone are responsible for everything you enjoy and suffer in life.
Oh, I don't know. Everything?
Everyone has the power of mental precipitation and uses it every day, whether they are aware of it or not. What I say to you is, the things we think about most become those which enter our environment.
I see.
If you choose to concentrate upon fear, disease, or disaster, these things will come to pass. If you believe and expect life to bring you love, health, prosperity, these will manifest in your life. For such is the power of mental energy over our physical existence.
I'm well aware of what it is you're saying, but I don't know why.
I am not finished. If you wish your environment to improve, Jacques, merely uplift the quality of the thought upon which you concentrate.
Yes, I see.
Do you? Do you really understand that who you are today is the result of yesterday's thinking?
Uh-oh. That sounds familiar. Yes?
I have telephone call for you, mister. You won't accept?
Did they say who it was?
It is young woman.
Okay, put her on.
Hello, Jack.
Lila.
Oh, Jack, leave down here, please.
I leave tomorrow.
No, tonight. Leave tonight. Leave now, quickly.
No, tomorrow. I go to Marrakesh.
No. Do not go there. Leave Morocco. You go, please.
I'm going to Marrakesh tomorrow. Lila, I've got to ask you something. What do you know about owls?
Owls? Outside your hotel?
Outside my window, yes.
Quick. No, wait. Leave hotel. Run, Jack, run, please.
You mean the whole thing's going to go this time?
Yes, quick, hurry, please, Jack.
Oh, look, the whole hotel has collapsed. There it goes. Goodbye. Yikes, get me out of here.
Who's down there? Who is it?
I tell you. Elmer Grave fall down. Hey, quick. You'll get caught.
Yeah, very, very funny. Well, I'm checking out.
I make out your bill.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah.
Kelly, can we still catch the night flight to Marrakesh?
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, but we'll have to step on it.
Okay, I'll meet you at the airport.
Okay, I'll be right there. We're leaving tonight. Right now.
Now? But...
The weather in Marrakesh is perfect. The wind is always calm, and the temperature is 18 degrees. It's very secure. Same in Agadir, temperature 17, any difference. In fact, it's been beautiful weather here in Rwanda for the last 3 or 10 days. When we get to Marrakesh, I saw
moon is so cold. Lights the whole country. It's almost like daylight down there. And the mountains look as though they've been hammered out of silver. What a magic country.